Planet X, Nibiru, Megaquakes, Nuclear War, Martial Law, New World Order, FEMA Camps, Guillotines, Aliens, UFOs, Fallen Angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame.
All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, so to those of you who are regular listeners of the show, and I know there's a good amount of you out there because I see the increase of the email, subscriptions, and that's good. Praise God. That gives an opportunity for everyone that does occasionally listen or frequently to take advantage of Luke chapter 12 verses 47 and 48, which essentially say to whom much has been given, much will be required. You know, the parable of the talents and rewards has nothing to do with money, although I have discovered a few people that actually do believe that it has to do with money, but it doesn't. It has to do with, you know, your talents and rewards are about what do you do for Jesus. What have you done for him lately? So at the end of the day, Jesus wants us all to be doing things that are going to lead people to heaven. And that's pretty much the gist of it. So, of course, you know, when somebody was given information about Jesus and how awesome he is and eternal life and everything else, and they did nothing with it, they didn't tell anybody, they didn't tell their mothers, their brothers, their sisters. Well, Jesus wasn't none too pleased with them. So anyway, that limits your rewards. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16. Blood, fire, or no, it's hay, straw, and, you know, and then diamonds, and compares different types of, you know, and says they will be, you know, your works will be tested of what sort they are, which is quality. And then, you know, when you do good, you will receive a reward. If your works result in nothing, in other words, you stand on a street corner with a megaphone yelling, Jesus, Jesus saves, come to Jesus, and nobody that you're screaming at does anything, nobody that you're screaming at comes and comes, even if they grab a pamphlet, doesn't count. Okay, you don't get brownie points for giving somebody a pamphlet. Okay, that's why I always tell people, I think we should use our noggins a little bit when we're thinking about what we're going to do, you know, in the spirit of the talents and rewards, and do the things that we think might have the most impact. Now, anyway, all that being said, of course, I would favor, it's just me, that you take these emails and forward them over to people that you know. You never know what you're going to do. You know, we don't bang gongs to catch fish, okay, and clang cymbals together. A fisherman wisely baits their hook and captures the imagination of the fish. So a lot of times, if you preface the email and you're forwarding it to somebody and you let them know, just tell them straight up, this guy's an absolute nutcase. Sometimes he has moments of humor that'll make you laugh. Try not to believe everything he says. He's obviously insane. You know, just go ahead and forward it, in such a way that you can even make fun. You can joke about me and everything else under the sun. Whatever it takes to get somebody to listen to the information, there's going to be a tidbit almost certainly in virtually every one of the podcasts that captures somebody's attention if they keep listening. Now, there are going to be those who are going to be like, oh, that's poppycock. You know, Trump's a good guy. Those triangle symbols that he makes every time he sits down has nothing to do with nothing. And forget about those videos. Those are lies. He's not a member of the Scottish Rite. And you know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, once somebody goes, you know, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion. Still. hell. I know that because I got bunches of them in my family and I can't talk about anything. I'd prefer not to. I don't want to have pitchforks thrown at me. I'm sick to death of it. I know a lot of you are too. I know a lot of you are very, very frustrated with where we are. You know, I read prophecies from Glenda Lomax still occasionally. I pay attention and I don't read them deeply, but I do pay attention to God's Healer 7 stuff a little bit. I still pay attention to, you know, Bold I Come, you know, Julie Wedby a little bit, you know, but knowing what we are blessed to know on this program, it allows us to look at that information and, you know, not in a disrespectful way, but to acknowledge, you know, because I forget what scripture it is, but there's a scripture in there that says, let the prophets prophesy and then we will judge. Well, I don't think the word judge is really the best choice of translations. Okay, I think it would have been better if it said something like discern. Okay, let the prophets prophesy, and then we will discern based upon our knowledge of the Bible, because we're good Bereans and we search the scriptures daily to see if it is so. And then we discern whether or not we think that, you know, because there's a lot of dynamics associated with prophecy. Sometimes God prophesies 10 years in advance. Sometimes God calls an audible. Sometimes he listens to prayers and changes his, you know, he relents. It's not repent like the King James calls it. It's called relenting, like the King James calls it. I'm sorry, the New King James calls it. Get yourself a copy of the New King James and look up the word relent. It's all over the place. Look, get yourself a copy of a King James. Search on the word relent. Nowhere to be found. So the point is, anybody out there is hugging on to a particular translation, oh, this is the only one we use. Don't even bother to come to our church if you're not bringing a King James. As soon as I see signs like that, I pull a U-turn so fast. You get my point. But anyway, so yeah, so it's an opportunity, you know, to throw this crazy person's stuff out there and see where it may or may not land. And I will tell you that from all these years of doing this kind of work, I've had a lot of people, I mentioned this many times, that come to me 3 years after they heard me the first time, and they say, I don't even know if we got 3 years left. And some of the prophecies, the timing may be concatenated. So while there was a whole bunch of them that were definitely true, and you could count on them back in 2013, 2014, et cetera, 2015, I would argue a few, at least a good number. But nowadays, you know, between once Trump got reelected and everything, I think the Stanley Frodsham, you know, warning of the seducing spirits prophecy, which was from way back in 1963 became true, because I started looking at a lot of the prophets, even the good ones, the ones that I considered my triple A listers. And I was like going, that's not correct. That's not right. This is sideways. And I noticed a lot of that kind of stuff going on. Now, since then, my triple A listers that I still pay a little bit of attention to. See, here's the thing. There was a prophecy by Brother Dan, and I know he's not doing well. I was told by somebody. I wouldn't have even noticed, okay, by looking at pictures. I mean, he, you know, both of them, pray for him. Pray for him. Pray for Sister Barbara and Brother Dan. Absolutely, we should. But I was told by someone, I don't remember, that they weren't well. Now, I knew that Sister Barbara had the stroke, and she's been recovering, and it's been a kind of a up and down battle. But I did not know that Dan also got sick. So that's very, very sad, very, very unfortunate. We should lift him up in prayer and remember. There's a lot of people that I pray for, folks, every single morning. I pray for all of you, for every one of you that lifts me up to the Lord by name. I pray for a tenfold blessing to fall upon you like an anointing from heaven. And for the rest of us, I pray for a doublefold blessing for every single one of us, that Matthew 18:19 is true, that we all pray together like we're going to right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, and in accordance with Matthew 18:19, which states, where two or more are gathered on earth agreeing on anything in my name, that thing shall be done by my Father in heaven. All right, Father, we thank you for that promise. We stand upon that promise. We believe in that promise. If we didn't believe, we wouldn't be praying it. And Father, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you will count each of us. Count us, because we're not inherently worthy by any stretch. Our sin is always before us, and in sin our mothers conceived us. Wash us with your hyssop. Make us whiter than snow. Create in us a clean heart. Father, please purify us, because to the pure all things are pure. Titus 1, verse 15. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that if there is anything in our walk that is not as pure as it must be for us to be counted worthy, that you will raise it up before us. It will nag us. We want your spirit to nag us so that we become aware of it and we start to fight it and we get on our knees in the morning and we pray, Father, we need help. In the name of Jesus, I need to change this behavior. Help me, Father God. And I'm always in that state myself. I'll just let you know that. Father, we thank you very much for hearing these prayers. We stand upon them and we continue these prayers before you. We want to be pure. We want to be counted worthy. And well, you're it. We're coming to you. You're our Abba Father. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. We can't wait to see you at the wedding supper of the Lamb. Heck, you wouldn't even have to feed us. We'd come anyways. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, the days are dark. We don't want to be here for what's coming. Believe you me, I've heard much bravado out there. People saying, well, I want to be part of the wheat harvest and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, that's because you don't know what's going to happen before the wheat harvest. If you had any idea what was going to happen on this earth before the wheat harvest, you would be on your knees laying prostrate like Daniel, okay, crying out to God in alligator tears like Hezekiah in 2 Kings 20 verse 5, and you'd be begging him, please count me worthy to escape all these things that are about to come, that will, not about to come to pass, but will come to pass, and stand before the Son of Man. Praise God. We don't want to be here. Trust me. There's no way. You don't want to be here for the tsunami that's going to hit. You don't want to be here for the alien demon invasion. Oh, of course, they're not alien demons. But that's okay. A 10-year-old kid that goes to heaven is going to call them alien demons. His mother, where she was like, well, where am I going to be, son? Oh, Mom, don't worry. You won't be here. And the alien demons don't arrive. You know what he called them. He also called Jesus the rock and roll man. But that's okay. You know, he's a kid. But, you know, the thing that's so cool about a testimony of somebody that has had multiple near-death experiences due to drowning exposure, a near-drowning event is what it was called. What's so cool about that is that the innocence of the individual who's being taken to heaven. The idea that bias is in their heart, or maybe they used to be a Latter-day Saint, or maybe they used to, you know, do this or do that or this, or they belong to this particular church that believe that, and they've got all these biases in their heart, and those biases will whoop your honey cheek into the next dimension. You'll be one of those people who's standing beside that ladder underneath the canopy of the Amazon jungle rainforest. And you'll be looking up this huge ladder that just goes way past the canopy. And you'll be walking up it. And then all of a sudden, your feet will get stuck. You found yourself a congregation that you like. You found yourself a preacher that you liked. And your feet got stuck on flypaper. You couldn't go any higher. Didn't matter if Jesus was waiting for you at the top of that ladder. You were stuck. Stuck. And that's where the vast majority of people are, somewhere on that ladder, stuck with flypaper on the bottom of their sneakers. They try to pull them off the rung and they can't. There's nothing but sticky glue stretching out from the bottom of their sneakers. They can't get up. They can't leave. Everything that they hear, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion. Still, they can't alter their opinions because that's not how they were taught. And if we ever become like that, just remember the witticism that says, and I think this is by David Thoreau, but I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and double check. When we find ourselves heading in the same direction as everybody else, it's time to stop and ponder. And that's putting it lightly. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I do want to apologize to folks. I did take too many days off. But here's the thing. It wasn't on purpose. I didn't mean to do it. Things did get busy. Things did get incredibly ramped up at work. I spent a lot of time on endless meetings with clients, with my boss, with strategy meetings. Because, unfortunately, like always, I'm not complaining. You know, it's all right. Praise Jesus. It's all, you know, I just got to trust God. You know, and I do ask for prayer because I believe that trusting God without prayer is very dangerous. It's not that God can't be trusted. It's that all of our promises come from scriptures that say, where two or more are gathered together, there I am, you know, there I am in your midst, or whatnot. Okay, so that, so having another believer believing with you. Now, granted, some of them are like the one Matthew 18:19 has two phases to it. The first part of it says, where two or more of you are gathered on earth. Okay, it doesn't say gathered together, which could imply in the same room. But when it says gathered on earth, that changes everything. We're all on earth. Aren't you on earth? Look around you. Is it planet Pop-Tart? Is it Jupiter? Where are you at? Is it some sort of an exoplanet outside of, you know, Rigel, the blue giant? I don't know. I think I would want to be knowledgeable about where I was in the universe. I kind of know where I am because I still hunger and thirst to watch lots of episodes of, Astronaut Farmer, and maybe there's a hidden treasure somewhere where I can dig up a map or a design or something to teach me how to build. But remember how much trouble he had with the fuel. He had a lot of trouble getting a hold of tens of thousands of gallons of rocket fuel. So I have no doubt in my mind that if any of us were to say, look, I'm going to become an astronaut. And the other problem is, are we sure we have the navigation equipment that we would need? Because Astronaut Farmer, he didn't really go very away from Earth. And we would have to go, at a minimum, we would have to go to the Orion Nebula. We would have to find the portal that goes into the realm of the Creator. And hopefully we would even be allowed through the portal. We don't even know what the criteria is to get through the portal. All right, so let's pretend we had the criteria and we went through the portal. Then where do we go? I don't have the coordinates. Anyway, so it's an exciting thing to consider. But unfortunately, we're just going to have to deal with things. The way God looks, and this, by the way, was covered in May 19th, the PM version of Spurgeon's morning and evening devotional. I've read it on the show many times, and it starts out talking about how, you know, Elijah, the lion-hearted guy, could be so sad and bummed out about how he's being treated, you know, by the other prophets and everything with, Jezebel and all that, that he wanted to die. Just kill me now, kill me now. And Spurgeon does a fantastic job of explaining that if God does not give in diamonds, he's going to give, you know, something that is essentially the same or better than you asked for. So he said, as long as you're not asking outside of God's will. So if you're asking something like, you know, hey, Father, can I please have a new car? I'd really like a Mercedes-Benz. Even if it's a few years old, you're not going to get it. If you're praying that God will delay the great tribulation for you, you're not going to get it. Now, if you're praying that God will delay the great tribulation so that you and your ministry and other people that you are working with can save more souls, you might get that. And then I will be mad. No, I'm just kidding. I'll get by. There's been so many delays right now. I have to get used to it. I just, choose happier. It's a good book, by the way. You should get a copy. Choose happier. Got a lot of good witticisms out of that. And did you know that it takes like 5 or 10 times the amount of muscles to frown than it does to smile? Did you know that when you smile, it actually sends a signal to your brain that you're happy? And that happiness signal that's sent to your brain, it rejuvenates, it juices up, it turbocharges certain hormones in your system, in your endocrine system, I suppose. And what it does is it causes a surge of positivity to go through your body. I love cognitive behavioral therapy. It's one of my favorite subjects because, you know what? It can all be tracked back to Jesus, who's the creator of all. Amen. All right. And so as long as we're stuck here, we might as well choose happier. So smile right now. I command you in Jesus' name, smile. Okay, maybe that didn't work. But anyway, so let's go ahead and go on with the program. I did notice that I'm about 6 days out, give or take. That is not my goal. My goal, although I do not want to set pre-scheduled schedules because that'll get me in trouble. I already talked to folks about, you know, bringing on guests again, but the way that this works technologically speaking, for example, I'd set up some folks with Skype, and then turns out that Microsoft sends out a notification to all Skype users, we are going to discontinue Skype. So I just got a couple of folks hooked up with Skype and trained and everything else that they could come on the program and talk. And now Microsoft is going to kill Skype. I already know that they're doing massive censorship on Rumble. Some people are getting away with some stuff, but only for the time being, you watch. And Trump has come forward, in case you haven't been told yet. We'll cover that on this show if we have enough time. Trump has, come forward. And he has told people, and supposedly he was caught on an open mic, but there are people in denial. There's always people in denial. I could send there's a video or an audio that I could play tonight. I'm hoping to be able to play it tonight, of Ronald Reagan way back in the beginning of the 80s doing a radio broadcast to tell people the results of tariffs. And Ronald Reagan warned the population of the world who was listening to his broadcast in the early 80s. He said, listen, he said, if you want to put everybody out of work worldwide and cause one of the most massive financial cataclysms that could possibly happen, start a tariff war. That's what he said, Ronald Reagan. Try sending that to one of your MAGA Trumponians. Okay? You're going to hear all kinds of things like, well, things are different now, and, you know, you really should rethink things because Donald Trump was selected by Jesus, and we're supposed to support him, or maybe we'll go to hell or something. And that's the point where you just hang your head low and repeat to yourself very quietly, limited. Limited. Thank you, Jesus. Limited. Just limited. Father, please touch them, anoint them, help them to break out of their limited trap so that they can pray properly and be counted worthy. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Kids, are you ready for a fun show? I don't know if it's going to be a fun show. Maybe it won't be a fun show. Let's see what we got here from Brother Kendall. What do you call a world-famous rock group that cannot sing? A world-famous rock group that cannot sing. Think hard. Ding, 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 ding. Mount Rushmore! Kids? It is a group of rocks, isn't it? And they can't sing worth a darn. People are already talking about putting Donald Trump up there. Oh, boy. That project would last until 2075 because he'd be too busy standing there at the bottom of it going, no, a little to the right, a little to the right. I mean, you know, I won't get into his unbelievable narcissism, but that's a whole nother topic. We could talk for hours on that one. Anybody who's ever lived with a narcissistic unbeliever or a narcissistic believer, heaven forbid, because that's a bad place to be, knows exactly what I'm talking about. Kids, why is dark spelled with a K instead of a C? Because you can't see in the dark. Kids, come on. All right. I'll take it. All right, Brother Kendall, you're up for some more. So send some more over here. Mary Lee, I know you've got gazillions of them too, so you can send them over. I'll try to keep them handy. That's my biggest problem, actually. It isn't that I don't know that I have them. It's just that I can't find them when I decide to do a radio program. Praise God. But that's not okay with you kids, right? You want to do jokes when it's your time to do jokes. Yeah! See, I knew it. I knew it. Oh, well. Okay. Praise God. All right. So let's go ahead and start with this program. We have lots to cover. And you know what? I was joking with somebody earlier today because I started to see I got a communication from Brian P. That's P as in Papa, if you know your phonetics for the military. I love getting communications from him because he's one of the most on top of it people I know in the world. So it's so whenever he throws stuff over the wall, I'm always like, he's got to have a gem in here somewhere, and he always does. So praise God for that. I'm going to share with you a little bit of what he included in his communication with me, but I'm not going to give away anything associated with who he is and all that kind of stuff. But the information is very valuable. Also, whole bunch of other stuff. I was joking with somebody earlier today because I started to see this. I started to see what I always see. Lori, John, if you're out there listening, God bless you for all your kind words. Sorry, I talked. Sometimes I use voice to text in my emails and I go back and look at them and I say, man, this looks like a jumbled book. Who would read this? This is like 15 pages long. So voice to text doesn't work good for people like me who talk really fast and blah, 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 blah. So I got to learn to deal with that. But one of the problems, of course, is if I'm totally exhausted, voice to text is the only thing that's going to work because I can't even hit the teeny little keys on the keyboard. I got big, fat, fumbly, you know, fingers that miss the keyboard letters all the time. Praise God. So anyway, it's just one of those side effects, but I apologize for that. But thank you for remembering me. Thank you, every one of you that have emailed me and said, how you doing? Are you okay? Haven't heard from you for a while. Compliments that I've received. Brother Mark, thank you very, very much. Other people, Brian, happy Monday to you too, although it's not Monday anymore. Gordon, Brother Gordon had pointed out that our brother, Mel Novak, who had been a guest on Tribulation Now twice, not once, twice, has passed away. And, you know, I didn't really know how to react because, you know, I didn't really know what Gordon was feeling. Was Gordon feeling grief that he had lost his friend Mel? I didn't know. You know, I don't want to say something that's going to hurt somebody's feelings if they're grieving, right? But on the flip side, I'm really happy for Mel, and I'm incredibly jealous that I'm not there with him, just like, who was it? Tom Horn. Why am I not up there setting the table with Tom Horn and Mel Novak? I would like to be. I've told the Lord I'd like to be. But then I come to my desk, I sit down for work, and what do I get? Charles Spurgeon PM for May 19th. So I can get told that whenever I pray outside of the will of God, too bad for you. Doesn't matter how bad your life is. If God sees you as valuable to this kingdom, which, by the way, and Jimmy 77 blank, 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 I'm not going to give it all away. Thank you very much for your comment. I can't thank everybody. There's been so many new people that I do not know. Just too many. One that whose email starts with BD, which would be short for bed. It's time to go to bed, BD. I got another communication from Brother Emmanuel, updated him on a few things, just all kind of stuff. And I just wanted to say thank you to every one of you, Mark, regarding the 3 days of darkness. God bless you. Every single one of you, Deborah, thank you for the contributions you make, Edwin, as well. I can't keep up with everybody. You guys are awesome. And I don't know what I'd do without you because I honestly blink. So get this. So Trump actually got caught off mic. Now, people are defending him because they always will. Man convinced against his will is of the same. I know what it's like to be on the receiving side of that. Oh, you don't have enough faith. You don't understand that Jesus picked him. He's our man. He's ours. It's all ours. You just aren't seeing things properly. You haven't given him enough time to change. You haven't given him enough time to implement the and all this other stuff. And stop talking about P. Diddy and stop talking about Epstein and stop talking bad about, you know, this person and that person and what. I don't care about your triangle claims. I don't believe them at all and blah, 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 blah. Did I get them all? I doubt it. Reptilian eyes? Reptilian eyes? Anybody? If anybody realized how powerful, really strong Kabbalah is, they would never, ever, ever ask how a person's turned into a reptilian. Just leave it at that. Also, I hope by now you understand what SOS stands for. SOS. because I am no longer going to talk about the Ukraine and what the name of the kingdom that used to exist there and the paperwork that was forced to be taken down from Johns Hopkins University proving all this stuff. I'm simply just not going to come out and say it out loud. One of the reasons is, turns out, that Donald Trump had told the president of El Salvador that he needs to build more detainment jails because he's going to start going after American citizens and sending them to El Salvador and throwing them in prison. Now, granted, the argument could be made that this was really only directed at violent citizens. But remember that when the original promises came down from this administration, it was that the deportations would only be for those who had committed crimes. Then the story changed, and it was, oh, well, if you're an illegal alien of any kind, you've committed a crime, so you're one of them. So everybody was concluded. And then there was a back down, which happens all the time, that, maybe if you're working for a farm, or maybe if you're working for this kind of factory or that kind of, and you can prove it, you can stay, you know, and all this other stuff. So it's all over it's just absolutely typical black Chabad Lubavitch evil. Now, all that being covered, amen, but SOS is the key word for understanding you know what. And I'm just going to leave it at that, because quite frankly, I wouldn't last a day in one of those El Salvador prisons, so I'm going to avoid that like the bubonic plague, if at all possible. But I also trust God. I have to trust God. I could go through an hour-long deal giving you testimony about how I almost got fired from my last job, and if I, and just go on and on and on and on, and you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. God already had a very eyebrow-raising, hair-raising moment with me, asking me, do you know who I am? And when he said that to me, it was because I was in tears because of how much attack I was under by Christians. But, you know, that's kind of how it works. They will kick you out of the synagogues. Yes, there will come a time that they kill you and think that they have done God a service, but they do this because they have not known the Father nor me. And no, that's not Jesus talking to the Jews. That's Jesus talking about churches. Alrighty then. Of this day and age, by the way. All right, so so let me go ahead and just go, you know, jump right in and see where this takes us. Oftentimes it looks like a whole bunch of stuff to cover, and can I do it? And I don't know, but I'm just going to jump right in. So here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All righty, praise God. So I'm going to do a little bit of jumping around because it's like that. The news is just very, anything that was even remotely interesting. I was talking to somebody earlier today who absolutely hates his existence on Earth. He knows who he is. I told him, you need to read the book, you know, be happy, you know, get, you know, choose happier. And he's like, well, that's just a problem. I'm not choosing to be happy. I'm not going to be happy. It was like watching a Pee Wee Herman movie. I didn't steal the money. But anyway, he had made up his mind to not be happy. And that's okay. You know, there have been times I was so frustrated with my situation. I was, Yeah, I choose not to be happy. But anyway, major security checks. I'm going to read this to you. I did promise not to disclose any information about this, but I will read this. It says major security checks have been happening over the past few days. And this is one of the countries that are near, we'll just say it's very nearby, all the action in the Middle East, that work in oil, gas. Obviously, they were tipped off about potential attacks coming back and forth between the countries that we know that are involved that have been threatened by Trump. So you can figure it out. Attacks with blank NIST lapdog leaders running these places as blank and blank. Warned on X a few days ago that any cooperation with, you know, Babylon the Great for any attack will result in strikes to assets. And, you know, one of the other countries that are part of the group, tight-lipped, got a little shrapnel from shooting down some flying objects that create damage from one of the countries in question. Now, did you put all that together? Probably not. But if you did put it all together, you did a good job. Let me just say this one simple word. The countries that appear, let me just, you know, summarize. The countries that were near cooperation have shown a very noteworthy shift in that mindset. Okay, so we'll just leave it at that for now. Praise God. All right. But I wanted you to be aware of that because there's a lot of turmoil going on. And now even the contractors that are working over there are kind of on red alert. They're getting put on red alert by their authorities, the authorities of their facilities. So we can make a note of that because that could be indicative of something big around the corner. And by the way, just so you know, a lot of the stuff that we're going to, you know, breeze over really fast are, they are saying that things are getting really, really close, blah, 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 blah. So I'm just letting you know. All right, I'm going to go ahead and play this little ditty. This is from a guy. It says, the name of the guy supposedly is Kratzios, and he casually makes the statement that we, as the United States of Babylon the Great, have had the ability to manipulate space and time now for a really long time. This is 56 seconds. Let's go ahead and listen to this guy say what we should already know if we were paying attention to the CEO of Lockheed Martin on his deathbed.
Our trains crawl compared to those in other parts of the world. Our cars do not fly. Advances have not stopped, but something has gone wrong. Stagnation was a choice. We have weighed down our builders and innovators. The well-intentioned regulatory regime of the 1970s became an ever-tightening ratchet, first hampering America's ability to become a net energy exporter and then making it harder and harder to build. We seem to have lost focus and vision, to have lowered our sights and let systems and structures and bureaucracies muddle us along. But we are capable of so much more. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity. Our passengers.
All right, so that's all this guy has to say. He's basically stating, so I forget the name of the guy, and I'm not going to look it up, but there was the death of the CEO of Lockheed Martin Skunk Works on his deathbed. Now, this isn't according to one source, by the way. This is according to a lot of sources. And evidently he came clean, knowing he's going to die pretty soon, and he told everybody, we have interstellar travel. We have intergalactic travel. We can already do that. And he was adamant about it. But, you know, I'm just regurgitating his testimony from, you know, 13, 14 years ago. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, next thing up. Oh, this is very interesting, and I want to go ahead and talk about this for a second, briefly. Okay, so this basically states, hold on a second.
A mass.
Let me go ahead and rewind it. All right, so let me just go ahead and play what this guy says, because It's relevant.
The summer of 2019, a massive transformer was seized at the Port of Houston by the U.S. federal government and the Department of Energy, put under federal escort to Sandia National Laboratory. This is during the Trump administration when we were serious about these things. Why? Why was that transformer seized? Why was it brought to Sandia?
Came from China.
Came from China. What did they find in it? Officially, we don't know. That report is still classified. But one of the Trump administration officials that worked at the National Security Council, Latham Sadler, he discussed on an interview how they had found a hardware backdoor in this transformer that would allow someone to remotely switch it off. That was 2019. May 1st, 2020, President Trump passed an executive order called Securing the Bulk Power System. President Trump declared a grid security emergency. At the time, our nonprofit was tracking the numbers of these things, these Chinese transformers. There's about 300 in the grid. That executive order was meant to address that threat. On the very first day of the Biden administration, that executive order was suspended and the floodgates were reopened to the importation of Chinese transformers. We pulled the numbers 2 weeks ago, 492.
All right. So that's, if you watch the movie or documentary on Prime called Zero Days, that's plural, you will hear about that. These are hardware-based cyber attacks. So the cyber attack itself is actually wired into the hardware. This was one of the number one reasons why Edward Snowden walked out and went whistleblower, because he discovered that the Babylon the Great had put Nitro Zeus inside of all kinds of routers and things that we gave to our... This wasn't just our enemies or the people that were noted as our enemies. This was in countries that are our friends, our allies. And that really bothered Snowden. So he walked out and took his Rubik's Cube and did all the stuff that's in the movie Snowden, which I highly recommended you watch because it's based on fact and it's really important stuff. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Wanted you to hear that. All right. 492 of them now, I guess the guy said. All right. Okay. So this one here, this is a commentary from a man who lives in Dearborn, Michigan, and explains why Muslims must take
over. It's going to be more of them.
Why Muslims must take over the United States. Listen to this.
The message for the people of Gaza is going to be more of the message that should be sent to the people here, in that they have achieved victory. We haven't done anywhere near enough. And the people here, I promise you, we do feel ashamed. We do feel like we're not doing enough. We do feel like change needs to come, because change must come. And in the form that it must come is that this empire, the American empire, that's been hurting our people since the beginning, the imperial Western powers that have been hurting our people since the beginning, they must fall. And inshallah, they will fall. And my message to the people of Gaza and oppressed peoples across the world is that there are people here, both young and old, who are going to be willing to fight and are willing to put their lives and everything they can on the line to bring these empires down, because they must come down.
All right. You heard it. And that's the master plan. But, you know, was anybody doubtful about it? All you have to do is read the Three World Wars from Albert Pike, written in, I think, 1863 or something like that, in a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, maybe 67, I can't remember for sure. But he said that the Third World War was going to be the Muslims killing off the Christians, and then ultimately the rising up of... you know, a confused bunch of people that are more than happy to worship Satan. You know, amongst, you know, the reduction of the population of Earth from 8 billion down to 500 million, because they got to be able to control everybody. It's all about control. If they can't control it, if they can't prevent a French Revolution from occurring, they're not going to do it. They'll shift over to Plan B. And then we have the complication of the Romanovs versus the Ling family versus the Rockefellers versus the Rothschilds. Rothschilds are over Europe. Rockefellers over the United States, the Ling families over the Southeast Asian countries, and the Romanovs are over Russia. So, and then don't even get me going on the extraterrestrials that are, you know, in collusion with all of these different groups. Okay, they don't all agree. And that causes problems for, you know, organizations like the WEF. It looks like they're over and you got people, you know, prematurely celebrating stuff. They shouldn't be, because behind the scenes, all of it's being implemented. As I said before, the elimination of the IRS, folks, that's Bitcoin. It's CBDCs. the requirement for a digital ID to vote, to come in and out of the borders of the United States, there's your digital ID. So you've got digital IDs, you got CBDCs through Bitcoin, linked to all the banks, to the global monetary system that's dollarless, it has no paper involved in it, and then guess what? You're ready for the mark of the beast. All you got to do is row people up and go through the line and get your little, microchips. Now, I'm not talking about one of those RFID chips. Forget it. That is not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is a microchip. It's like a stamp that they're going to stamp on the top of your right hand. Okay, and somebody had I'd made a comment about, well, who would want one on your forehead? And somebody emailed me. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. I forget who. But they emailed me and he said, well, you know, there are some people that don't have a right hand. And I was like, hey, I never thought of that. So, again, brilliant. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to jump back over, of course, to the large portfolio of stuff that we have to talk about. Iran. So this was just in. According to this, Iran has once again in public came out and said that the supreme leader has rejected all talks with Babylon the Great. Go away. Get away. We're done with you. Don't talk to us. Now, this is very important to note because this was one of those things that was a trigger for, it's a trigger for Trump to go in and, you know, it's really a trigger, it's a trigger for Netanyahu. It's a trigger for Trump. Don't even get me going on all of the data that supports and has photographs and videos of Trump converting to being into Judaism. 100%. He's not even a Christian. So anyway, I'm not going to get into all that detail because really it's kind of, we know who the SOS is. As long as we know who SOS is and we know that their goal is to establish a third Solomon's temple, cut the heads off red heifers and usher in the Antichrist. As long as we're aware of those things, guess what? We're exactly where we need to be because the Bible doesn't say anything about any of that happening, contrary to what the church might tell you. The Bible says what it says in Luke 12, verse 20. Beware of when Jerusalem is surrounded by your enemies. They never get to the point of the Al-Aqsa Mosque being, taken out. They never get to that point. So be advised. We're close. We are not here from here, and we are not staying here. Especially the elect, okay, the elect, pre-existence, all that's real, okay, and one of these times I'm just going to do a show on just pre-existence, all right, but not right now, down to a short period of time, all right, so again, Trump says homegrown criminals are next, well, the second that he says that anybody saying anything negative about, SOS is a criminal, well, guess what, they're going to be deported to El Salvador. Right? Let's take a listen to this microphone incident. I'll see if I can get it loud enough. Hold on a second.
Homegrown criminals next.
Yeah.
I said homegrowns are next. The homegrowns. You got to build about five more places.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right.
You got to build about five more places, he tells the president of El Salvador, for the homegrowns. Does that mean the homegrown? What? What happens on the day that an executive order comes out and says that if any American citizen says anything negative against SOS, they're going to El Salvador? So I will tell you that at that period of time, I have a very serious choice to make because I want to continue to serve the Lord. But on the flip side of that coin, I don't want to be dumb enough to get sent to El Salvador because I can still serve God in other ways. And there are Christians in Fox's Book of Martyrs that are very well known who decided to impulsively go out and confront the evil and were beaten to death. And I always ask myself, what if that person had chosen not to confront the evil that night? What if instead they stayed inside and their ministry lasted another 25 years. Now, am I saying we're going to be stuck on the earth for another 25 years? No. You know why? Because I'll get so many emails, I will not be able to answer any of them. All right. I don't think that at all. I am, like I hope that you all are, watching very closely to what's going on in the Middle East. Now, we know about Russia. We have information about Russia. We're watching them. I got communications with people that are talking to other people that are in Odessa and stuff, and the bombs that are going off and the power that's going off and everything else under the sun. So it hasn't stopped. Anybody who believes the malarkey about, you know, Trump almost having cut a deal with Russia and all this other, please, please just flip the off button. Not on this radio show. Flip it on that. Anyways, so be advised. All right. Praise God. So I'd also wanted to bring to your attention the existence of what's known as the Ultra Victor Bravo or Uniform Victor Bravo 76. This is a particular high frequency transmitter that is known as the Doomsday Radio Station located in Russia. Well, it turns out in the last 24 hours, it has once again become active. So I've got my maintenance man coming over, hopefully sometime this week, not only to do the front lawn, but he said he'll go up on the roof for me and rehook up my antenna so I can get my ICOM 7300 back up and fully operational, and I can cruise around on some of these frequencies, because that's the whole reason I got in the radio in the first place. I want to hear those encrypted communications, and I already got my buddy from the Ukraine to try to do a translation, and she was like, ain't gonna happen. Totally encrypted. It's a name, it's a number. 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 And then nothing else. And I'm like going, oh, well, that's not gonna be very helpful. Nevertheless, I wanna probe around and look for stuff. All right, now we are up to 245% tariffs. So I jokingly said to one of our brothers on chat today, I said to him, I said, well, if I go on the radio show and I talk about what's been going on, basically the majority of the radio show will be Trump levied a tariff against China. China responded to the tariff and raised it up higher. Trump raised this up even higher. Xi Jinping raised them, doubled them. You know, it's like, I'll meet your hand and raise you $50. I mean, it's going back and forth and 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 back and forth. You got 245% tariffs right now from Trump on imports to China. China already said, we're not going to respond. They mean what they're saying. Yes, there are entire Chinese container ships, and I'm talking about ones that make the Maersk Line look like a bunch of putt-putts, like somebody's rowing them. Okay, these things are humongous, and they're doing U-turns in the middle of the Atlantic right now. Probably takes them about 4 days to do it. But anyway, it's what we're dealing with right now is disastrous. Just to give you an idea how it touches American society, my daughter told me what she was trying to get for Christmas, but she's like, oh, that darn Donald Trump's tariffs, it's messing it all up. It was only $300, but now it's like $700, and the waiting list is impossible to get on and all this other stuff. And she told me what it was, so I said, well, I'm going to go out and get it for her. So I went out to place the order. I placed the order. I said, look, honey, it's going to be at your house in a couple of days. And she goes, Dad, cancel the order. Cancel the order. That's not it. You can't get on the list. And I was like, oh, whoa, that's a lot of money to spend on something that's not even current. So it's already starting. It's happening. It's actually hitting the value, the cost of things that we consider to be pretty normal to buy anytime we want on Amazon or wherever. All right. That's very noteworthy, and I had a conversation with somebody up in Ontario about a particular set of incredible Bluetooth headsets. It's made by a company called Raycon, R-A-Y-C-O-N, all I can tell you, folks, if you get the Raycon, noise-canceling headsets for around $65, whether you get red or yellow, black and white, I don't care, but boy, are they good. I have the Bose, and these are better. Okay, I take them with me everywhere, and their battery power is like 10 hours longer, and oh my goodness, I love them. And you hook them up to your TV, and you're transported to another planet. It's amazing. All right, so 245% tariffs in effect now. So anyway, warning, all forecast models agree. Strong major earthquake is likely in the San Francisco Bay Area at any time. Well, this is not new news to any of us who've been regular listeners of this radio show. We've played at least a half a dozen major geologists, and I'm talking about top leading global geologists, reports of multiple scientists who, you know, have been peer reviewed that are coming out and saying the Cascadia subduction zone's going to collapse any second now. So we're there. We're just really, at this point, we're just waiting to see when it's going to happen. We've already had the prophecy of Linda Moulton that was on the radio show, and the Lord showed her in a dream that the next big judgment event is going to be the Cascadia subduction zone. All right. Oh, and let us not forget that Donald Trump, our favorite person in the whole wide world, has gone ahead and he has fast-tracked. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? He has fast-tracked the controversial new self-amplifying mRNA vaccine for the H5N1 bird flu. Now look, if you wonder why Robert F. Kennedy hasn't done anything, it's because they got the goods on him. He's busted. They got the blackmail going on. He has been rendered impotent. And it wasn't by the mRNA vaccine, I can tell you that. So we're not going to see any of those things. All we're going to see is the manifestation of the things that I warned you about. CBDCs becoming, you know, it's the whole thing. Bitcoin becoming in CBDCs, you know, all that stuff. We're right around the corner. And when they flip the switch, it's going to be bada bing. You're going to wake up and be like, oh boy, I can't log into work. I'm going to have to fill out this, you know, big red screen thing or else I don't get my phone back. Just remember, it's not the mark of the beast. It's not. Go and listen to, you know, the testimony on YouTube about the tribulation by, oh man, I'm having a brain bramage on this. It's not... I'm having brain bramage at the moment. It'll come back to me in a little bit, but there's a, as a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? Because it's that important, is I'm going to search on tribulation, and you watch, it's going to pop up. Tribulation now, enter. Okay, no. Okay, tribulation, we don't want now. Tribulation and, oh boy, they have really wiped things out, folks. Oh my. They've wiped the stuff out like crazy. The censorship is absolutely insane. Oh my goodness gracious. Oh yeah. Oh boy. This isn't good, folks. They've taken out some stuff that needed to stay up. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm looking, going a little bit further down, and unfortunately, there is no more. Looks like they got rid of it all. Wow. That's not a good sign. All right. So anyway, if you are able to get a hold of it, then I hope that you are able to. But sadly, it appears that you're not going to be able to. There's a lot of people out there that we've heard of before. All right, let's listen to this. This is Laura Ingram.
Virginia as the best prepared to deal with an alien invasion, with Alabama, whoo, in second place, Massachusetts in third, New York.
You know, why play this? How much did they have to play her to do the most prepared states alien segment? Ugh. Anyway, to those of us who have been around long enough, this stuff is exacerbating to even hear it. All right, so we're down to the one-minute mark. It doesn't leave me a lot of time to keep on going. Tariffs are destroying small businesses. So this is a testimony of a small business owner who has lost $30,000 worth of goods that were ordered from China that are ready to ship. But due to tariff hikes, she can't afford the $200,000 that it now cost her. So now she's stuck out of business. And that's just one person. I mean, I could play what she says, but I made the point. I mean, it is what it is. Also, as your as an FYI, there has been a man identified. He's chosen by Trump to be his commerce secretary, and he's part of SOS, and his name is Howard Lutnick. And he was charged to be the handler for Donald Trump. All right. Now it appears, according to a number of people who are doing a military analysis, one of them is a Mr. Hassan, and he's doing military analysis from the viewpoint of somebody who lives over there. So he's got eyes on the ground, and he says that according to the military buildup on the maps, there is every indication in the whole wide world that we are going to stop using aircraft carriers. They're probably blowing them up. And we're going to do a ground invasion, according to this guy. He says all of his data indicates ground invasion. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So let's see here. China decided they're not going to buy any more Boeing aircrafts. All right, so they not only did they say no more Boeing aircrafts, but they're going to halt purchases of parts. And there were loud booms. Did you know this? In Washington, D.C., but everybody kind of ignored them. Let's listen to this.
Something peculiar happened amid all of the UFO sightings that occurred this weekend, and that was on April 13th, 2025, loud unidentified booms were heard near Washington, D.C. These are different and they're weird. So anybody in the area who else have heard these, comment below or post your video if you have one. Does anybody know what happened or what these are from? Take a look at this, listen to it, tell me what you think, comment below.
Personally, I think it was like, you know, Donald Trump out skeet shooting, but could have been anything. No, it couldn't have been. That's the thing that's so amazing about it. Even the guy that filmed it was like, holy crap, because they don't know. Nobody does know. Everybody that heard it doesn't know. All right. So that's kind of just the way this was. And don't forget that cowboy guy that had a really big following. Oh, Trump just announced that he's raising tariffs on China all the way up to 420.69%. This is not ending. Now, I'm going to jump back over to the audio emails. Trump tariff backlash. China orders this, that, and the other thing. China again threatens to send Americans to prison. Or Trump does. Self-replicating mRNA gets the green light. China says it will never lower tariffs ever again. Unless U.S. cancels the tariffs first. President Trump ready to act on Iran's nuclear sites. Because he says that Tehran is fairly close to getting a nuke. Then you got Deagle report. People are digging that back up, saying that they said that all these billions of people are going to die in the next couple of years because of 5G and 6G and all the stuff with the graphene oxide nanoparticle nanobots. Okay, so they got the Deagle report. People are just regurgitating a lot of things. China wins all war games. So let's listen to Hegseth make a comment about this because it's very significant and we already knew it was true, didn't we?
The Pentagon is in the book the exact amount of years, but in the past X number of years, 10, 12, 15, the Pentagon has a perfect record in all of its war games against China. We lose every time.
All right, I'm not going to play any more of it because of our lack of time, but he just goes on to reemphasize what he just said. So I always love it when their videos capture everything in the first couple of seconds of the actual video. Praise God. All right, so we covered the Deagle report. Breaking Iran demanded full denuclearization of Israel amidst their U.S. negotiations. Think that's going to happen? think not. It's going to, the odds of that happening is the odds of the entire P. Diddy list and Epstein list getting reviewed. It's not going to happen. And like I said, if you need me to send it to you, I'll send you a picture of Pam Bondi doing one of the little triangle symbols so she could let everybody know that she was part of the club. The USS Harry S. Truman, which is a aircraft carrier, said, "We got to get out of here." Now, why exactly? We don't know. But according to the data that's coming out, is that the Truman is out of service. Then there was Reagan's terrifying tariff warning that was released. Let's listen to this. This is actually Ronald Reagan in the early part of the 1980s. Let's listen to what he has to say about this. Hold on a second. I'm trying to focus my eyes. Yeah, it's only 1.5 minutes long, but very worthwhile. This is Ronald Reagan. Now, if I sent this to my family up in Pennsylvania, they would be like, well, it's a different era right now. And Jesus anointed Donald Trump and all these pastors, they prayed over him and laid hands on him and stuff. And we're supposed to get behind John Johnson and yada, yada, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's what I get. It would be like a fire hose of rejection. This is what Ronald Reagan said about what happens to the world when you have tariff wars.
If our trading partners can't sell their products here, they can't afford to buy our exports, and that means more lost jobs for Americans. Protectionism almost always ends up making the protected industry weaker and less able to compete against foreign imports. Between 1977 and 1981, U.S. footwear manufacturers received protection from foreign imports, but at the end of that time, they were more vulnerable to foreign competition than before. Instead of protectionism, we should call it destructionism. It destroys jobs, weakens our industries, harms exports, costs billions of dollars to consumers, and damages our overall economy. The balance of trade has become a very emotional issue. Some claim our trade deficit has cost us millions of jobs. Congress is awash in bills calling for trade sanctions and retaliation. But look at the facts. In 1980, we had a trade surplus, and about 99 million Americans had jobs. Today, we have a trade deficit, and almost 107 million Americans are working. Despite a growing trade deficit, we've gained over 7.5 million new jobs since 1980. Our free, open, and growing economy has put more Americans to work in 1985 than ever before in our history. The surest way to destroy those jobs and throw Americans out of work is to start a trade war.
And on that note, Father, we just ask you to anoint everybody and everybody that receives a copy of these emails so that they will receive by the power of your mighty hand. Through our Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Praise your holy name, Father God, and anoint every one of us that we may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand right there in front of you at the wedding supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you for listening tonight. And I try real hard. I promise I'll try really hard not to go this long next time. I'm going to try to get down to like once every 3 days if I can. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all for joining me. Forward the emails and do what you can for the Lord while we still got time. Remember those talents and rewards. Don't get caught empty-handed. Praise you, Jesus.